Y-U-B-D-I-N. The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rao Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 Kristen Stone.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rao Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Twiddle Dee, Twiddle Dum, hey, 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 welcome into another fucking fresh edition of the J. Rao Show. 347-850-1272 is our call number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this first. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight, we have a good show on tap for you. Tonight, we're playing a new game called Naughty or Nice. Can you tell the difference? Gotta tune in and see how we're gonna break it down. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Plus, we have the updates as far as when it comes to news and weather. You know, we try to keep you informed because we get down like that. Plus, in 10 good minutes, I gotta tell you about what happened to me on Kings in the Morning. Boy, there was some dirty stuff that went down on Kings in the Morning this morning, and I am not happy, and I am going to express my displeasure with the way I was treated on tonight's show. But it's time for a news update, the three-minute commentary. Then on the other side, the very best in the business is the J. Rao Show. It is the Wednesday edition. T.O., let's get this party started right.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rao Show starts now.
Vote! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama's nominee to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says the failure of the U.N. to respond to the ongoing slaughter in Syria is a disgrace that history will judge harshly. NPR's Craig Wyndham reports Samantha Power was testifying at her confirmation hearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Power says the crisis in Syria is one of the most critical issues facing the U.S. today. She cited what she called the mass atrocities committed by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad against his people.
A leader who has, in a way, written a new playbook for brutality in terms of the range of grotesque tactics that the Assad regime has employed in response to a democratic uprising.
Power acknowledged that the UN Security Council is not likely to take decisive action against the Assad regime anytime soon because of the veto power held by Russia and China. Power is pledging to try to make the UN a greater force for freedom if she is confirmed by the Senate, which is considered likely. Craig Wyndham, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is praising the deal worked out in the Senate that has moved forward his nomination of Richard Cordray to be the head of the recently created Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Speaking at the White House today, Mr. Obama said Cordray's installation gives consumers a stronger footing for years to come when it comes to their ability to deal with banks and financial firms. Creating the bureau was a key part of the 2010 financial reform measure. A bipartisan group of senators is pushing the Obama administration's recently announced new guidelines for shielding journalists from government probes of leaked information. NPR's David Wellman explains lawmakers aim to include additional protections as well for reporters.
Led by New York Democrat Charles Schumer and South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, the group of seven senators urged fellow lawmakers to codify into law the recently announced Media Shield guidelines. While the Obama administration supports such measures, they said, there's no guarantee future presidents would uphold protections for reporters. The senators want to add more protections, including a 90-day limit for notifying reporters that their records are being sought by the Justice Department, and that this applied to credit card and business transactions, as well as to communications records. A court would also have to review any government subpoena of a journalist's records. Similar legislation is being proposed in the House. David Wellman, NPR News, the Capitol.
According to the Commerce Department, housing starts in June were down 10% from the previous month. Reporter Scott Brown, chief economist at Raymond James & Associates, says reading too much into the number would be a bad idea.
We're hearing from a lot of the home builders that the supply chain for construction was pretty beat up during the downturn, as you can imagine. And it's really going to take a long time before just that flow of construction materials, skilled labor, and bank credit really gets going again.
Despite the decline last month, both building and applications for future building are up from the same period a year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 18 points. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Well, America, the jury has spoken. George Zimmerman was found not guilty in the killing of Trayvon Martin. It's hard to believe that we live in an America that a person can follow an unarmed teenager. I don't give a damn whether it was black, white, or green. Can follow an unarmed teenager, pick a fight with this person, get their ass kicked, and can pull out a gun and shoot him. Now, a lot of people are talking about the Stand Your Ground law. Now, the Stand Your Ground law was the reason why George Zimmerman was originally not charged. But during this trial, and I think this is very important for me to point out, that the Stand Your Ground notion was never filed by George Zimmerman's attorneys. They maintained it was self-defense. But yet and still, we're starting to hear some things now as far as to why the decision or the verdict was made. And we're hearing from one juror now, and I think that the other three or four are starting to put out statements as well. But the one juror was calling Zimmerman George and said that she felt sorry for Rachel Gentile, that she was uneducated, which was true, by the way. That, you know, she mentioned the Stand Your Ground law in her reasoning for finding George Zimmerman not guilty. By all reports, this person really and truly wanted to get on the jury. They were really asking to be on the jury. And her husband is an attorney. And, you know, now she's looking for a book deal, which was squashed by Twitter Nation, thank goodness. And it was what we originally feared that it would be. The defense was successful in portraying Trayvon Martin as a thug. And here's the other part of it. Is it really possible to find a jury of your peers who may not have any preconceived notion as to what happened that fateful night? Come on, folks, really? She knew when she walked into that jury she wasn't going to be unbiased. She called him George. He was doing an admirable thing trying to protect the neighborhood. Folks, it's a sad day. It's a sad day when things like this can happen. Because what they have done, they have set the precedent to, whereas you can go out and pick a fight with somebody, you can lose the fight, and in some states in this union, you can pull out your pistol and shoot somebody if you feel that you're in bodily harm. Never mind that the evidence contradicted every damn thing that George Zimmerman said. And you know, and I have colleagues who disagree with me in regards to saying that maybe the evidence should have never been, you know, introduced. Okay, the visual evidence or George Zimmerman's statement should have never been introduced to the trial. Tootle-dee, tootle-dum. I still think that there was enough information there for them to convict George Zimmerman, and the prosecution did not do a very good job. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make a do what a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliott?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
What's crack-a-lackin' with you, Mr. Elliott, man? Why do you sound like somebody just stepped on your puppy's tail? What the hell is up with that?
Well, I guess I got to get over the trial, man. But I'm still reeling from it, man. And, you know, it is what it is, man. You know?
Yeah, that's true. It's one of those situations where you have to start asking yourself questions as to, you know, the country that you live in and on that yard. So, I mean, hey, I can understand that, bro. But, you know, like we say, we have a job to do around here, baby. And that's to make the people laugh. That's to make them have a good time. Not to say.
Not to say,
Mr. Elias, that the verdict was not troubling, to say the least. So, but I tell you what. Very good show on Sunday, my dear friend. I want to say kudos to you because I tell you, I've never seen so many people in the chat room. I think at one point I counted 168 people in the chat. And, you know, and then I went back and kind of looked at the numbers out of after the show, and they were crazy. Not the highest rated show I thought it would be. Highest listened show, I should say. But it was strong enough to be number two and the most popular under the category of radio. So.
I'd like to apologize to our listeners and our people in the chat room because for some reason, every time we try to kick people out, they wouldn't allow us to kick them out. So, you know, some of them comments in there were really just ignorant. And you get ignorant people wherever you go. I don't mind you having a different opinion than mine, but when you get to the racist crap, man, it just irritates me, man. So
You know, it is what it is. Somebody worry about that stuff, man. People going to be there. I wish they called this show because, dude, I just let them go, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, what's up? How you feel about yourself? Do you feel good that you said all that stuff? Where's your mother? Let's call your mom and see if she approves of all the crap you're saying. Please.
Dude, and the bad part of it, I was in the process of cussing somebody out, and it clicked back in. I'm like, oops.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what you do, man. So you have fun. You do that. People think you know, you go answer phones. You like that kind of stuff. You cussing and acting a donkey donk. And then I turn your mic on and some of that stuff leaked on the air. Yeah,
I know. I was calling them everything under the book I could call his chat. And then he's like, Mr. Ellis, what'd you say? I was like, suck my oops, click.
Apologize on Sunday. Help those people don't listen to this show. Apologize on Sunday. Like the damn match, man. Like the damn match. It's crazy. Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Yeah, right. Please. Miss Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
You're right.
No, I would not. I'm telling you, my kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama. But while you're looking... Take a look over your shoulder. She was looking good. Ooh, she had on a blue suit. Her hair and her nails were fierce. I want to ride Momo B.
I
want to
ride Momo B too.
Good evening, Mr. L.E.S. James.
Good evening. Yeah.
What's happening?
What's
how
happening?
You doing?
What's happening? I'm fine. I am just wonderful. How are you guys?
Well, we thought we'd give you a warning because we're going to blow the damn state of Florida up, so you may want to get up out of Dodge because we setting bombs and everything off up in that thing. So hurry up and get your ass up out of there because that damn state there, boy, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Y'all let Casey Anthony go, now you let George Zimmerman go. What the hell is going on in Florida?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
I know, but hey, it works for you. You get away. I mean, you're not incarcerated right now, so I guess we should be happy behind that, huh? No wonder you moved your ass to Florida, because look, in New York, your ass would be in Sing Sing right about now. Yeah, don't do the time if you can't pay the time. No, 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 don't do it. Hey, what's happening, girl? So you had a good day today. Everything was good with you. You know, are we going to get an interruption from police or whatever? Are you going to be good tonight or what's going on?
No, yeah, I'm being good tonight. I had a good day. I'm having a good night. Everything's all right.
Well, you're going to have a good night, or you're having a good night?
I'm having a good night.
Oh, yeah? Would you like to let us know what you're doing right about now?
No.
Oh, damn. She said no. Oh, damn. Okay, fine. You ain't got to tell us nothing. We going to figure it out. Since you don't want to tell nobody what you got going on, we going to play the guessing game. Speaking of a game, beautiful segue. Tonight's show, folks, going to have fun tonight. First of all, it is 45 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Our call number is 347-850-1272. We would appreciate it. If you call us, you can talk to us. But, hey, you ain't got to call because we're going to have fun any damn way. You can sit back and listen. And if you're a weekday warrior, what's happening? To you, because we know most of the listens for this show is in the archives. So thank you for spending a portion of your day with us and taking us along with you. Maybe we're at your picnic. Maybe we're with you as you sit in the doctor's office, in the waiting room, waiting to be seen by doctors. Wherever we are, we want to say what's up. And wherever you are right now, put two thumbs up. Light a lighter, wave them across from side to side and say, J. Ryle Show is my favorite show. Yes.
What in the world is going on?
Right.
I'm feeling crazy. So anyway, tonight we're playing the Naughty or Nice game. Now, I'm going to give you some instructions right now. Naughty or Nice. What's going to happen is I'm going to read a statement. And I'm going to give two possible answers to that statement. And you have to tell me, is it naughty or is it nice? And you have to give me your answer. It's going to be fun. Yeah, so call in, participate. If not, we got enough party. We got enough juju beans and popcorn and peanuts to have our own damn thing. Welcome in, folks. Glad you're in the house. You know, I got to tell you. Coming up in 10 good minutes, I got to tell you what happened to me this morning. Ms. Elias, were you listening to
Kings of the Morning? I was in class all day, so I didn't get a chance to listen to it.
Okay, because, you know, we were wondering, you know, people were in the chat room, so I said, where Ms. Elias? I said, he listens to the show all the time. But, okay, there's a reason why you didn't come to my defense. Uh-oh, look at this here, early.
Yeah.
Hi there. Six is for sex.
It sure the hell is. I'm swinging. Swinging.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
You're in trouble.
With no panic, though.
With no doubt, though.
Six is for sex.
You didn't leave?
No, she didn't leave. She didn't leave. Who the hell did I leave? Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Oh, there, Miss Terry. What's up, girl? Miss Terry.
Hey, Mama B. Hey, Elias. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
What's happening? Sound like you outside,
okay,
so.
Hey, Miss Terry, Miss Terry.
Oh, okay. Are you chilling like a villain, huh?
I'm chilling.
Yes. Yes, Miss Ellie, yes.
I officially want to go on the record and say that I'm getting kind of tired of sticking up with Dr. J. You do, man. I mean, damn, no show.
Did I hear what I thought I heard? Wait.
But I'm getting tired of it. Just call.
Hold up, Ms. Elias. I don't want anybody misconstrue what's going on here. Now, hold up, bro. What did you just say? Can you repeat that one more again?
I'm getting kind of tired of it, man. I mean, she didn't call. She don't text. She just, you know, just let us know what you are. Hey, look, I'm not late. I won't be able to make it something. I'm just getting tired of it.
Oh, damn.
It's crap. You know.
It's breaking news, damn it. That is breaking news. Damn, 10 good minutes. Breaking news. Mr. L.E.S. is finally starting to see the light. He's starting to see the light.
I'm not saying I want to get rid of him, but hey, man.
Oh, there it is. Well, okay, he was almost seeing the light. Okay, now we can continue. I thought he was going somewhere. Now we can continue with our regularly scheduled program because he just, you know, he's walking around.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Red Zone. And 10 Good Minutes where we kind of talk about things that are off topic. And I'm looking at the ESPYs right about now, Mr. Elias, and Snoop Dogg. I'm not even going to comment on that. All right, let's bring in our baby Rich Sister. What's up, Rich Sister? Oh, hell, Rich Sister. Hello, Rich Sister.
What?
You can't hear me?
Oh, there it is. Got you now, girl. We got you. How you be today, girl?
I'm doing good, and you?
That's a clear-ass sound, ain't it?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Somebody got a new microphone for Christmas, huh? Or for a birthday. Good. Congratulations. Wow. Keep that. Sounds good.
No.
Glad you're with us. Dr. Sean. Thank you. That's German for all my German-speaking friends out there. All right, so listen. So anyway, Mr. Elias, before I talk about what I want to talk about, I want us to continue right along. So, Mr. Elias, you are starting to see the light now. You are saying that, damn it, all she has to do is text somebody and tell them where they are, right? Is that what I heard from you, Mr. Elias?
Get all our numbers. She can say, hey, look, my sister, my two brothers, I'm going to be running late.
Yeah.
It's a total disrespect, man.
Uh-oh.
And I just don't like it, man. Just saying. I don't care if you're in class or not. My class is running over. So just something, man. Getting over.
Man, stop, man. I'm starting to get teary eyed, man. Stop, bro. Stop, bro.
Didn't want us to keep the radio, keep the lines open afterwards, so she can have her sister to sister the moment.
Woo, Michelle, goodness. Stop, Mr. Elias, man, stop. I'm going to start crying on the air, man. Stop. Stop. So would anyone else like to chime in? Is it that time? Would anyone else like to chime in on what's going on here? See how they do you, Mr. Elias? The sisterhood, man. They strong, bro. They strong, man. Them fish tacos, they stick together. But I'm with you, dog. I'm with you, man.
I better not call in tonight because I'm going to give it to a bowl barrel.
Hold on. Well, let's do it. Let's do this, brother. I want to hear you give it to a live. Yes, I want to hear it, brother. Yes. Hold on. Let's call it, dog. Why not? Why? Hey, man, listen. If you're feeling like Abe Lincoln, why not take advantage of the situation? Okay. So, hold on, Mr. Elias. Look at this. Look, God must be on her side. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. While I do this, it is right before the top of the hour. Coming up on the other side, it is the, hold on here. Do I have the number? Here it is. Okay, let's call her, Mr. Elias. You know, I think you should express this to her live. So her phone's ringing, which tells us that her line's not dead, because if it was dead, it would go immediately to voicemail. So that's line number one. Yes, Kenner Roselli. Yes, Kenner. Uh-oh. Here we go. Oh, damn. Oh, here it is. Here it comes. Here we go. Oh, damn. Naturally, a voicemail set up. We can't even leave her a message. God dang it. Oh, man. I wanted to hear you cuss her out, man. My bad, Miss Elias. Okay, we're fine, man. We can't. Let's get her out. Okay, we can't get in contact with her, but I would love to hear. But anyway, let me talk about what happened to me this morning, man. For those who may be listeners of Kings in the Morning, every now and then I call in. Right, I call in, I, you know, show my support for the show. You know, light skin is one of my favorite people. So I always try to call and make sure I brighten the show up because, you know, sometimes they need me to come in and put a little shot in the arm because, you know, I'm great like that. So I call in today, Mr. Elliott. And so, you know, when I call in, I always say my thing, light skin. I speak to everybody. Everybody like, what's up, J-Rod? You know, saying hi. And as soon as I finish with my introductions, light skin ambushed my ass, bro. Light skin. Oh, man, let me tell you something, bro. He started on me about this whole thing with President Obama. Oh, you be holding on to President Obama's nutsacks. Oh, my God. Because here's the deal. He was upset because I wouldn't agree with him about what the attorney general said in reference to the Trayvon Martin case. The first thing he said to me was, hold on, darkness. I got to tell you something. You said that the Justice Department had already opened up the case on the civil rights case. That's not true. I said, light skin, that's not what I said. I said, light skin, they were doing an inquiry about that, but then they postponed that because they wanted to see what happens with the states. And now right. that the state has made their verdict, I said, so they have already said they're going to re-look into this thing. I'm going to tell you something, man. They got to do this. I said, light skin, let me tell you, bro. A lot of legal experts are saying that it's going to be hard for them to prove a civil right. rights case. Right. I said, so here's the deal. I said, to me, because he was mad because the attorney general said, well, we're going to look into it. He wanted the attorney general to say, oh, hell no, you need to look into it right away. We going to do this. I said, how do you think that's going to look, light skin, if they go after this man and lose again?
Well, they said a lot of attorneys have said that they are going to have to look into it. They're going to have to see what goes on with it, and they said it's not looking good. I've heard that a lot of experts have said it's not looking good.
Right, right. So I thought the attorney general mixed his words perfectly, but it goes back to what people always said. And I don't remember that story about who was that? Was that Jay-Z's sister? One of those rappers' sisters. When something happened to a brother or a relative, she was outside the warehouse, outside the courthouse saying, y'all can't be doing this. We got a black president. Where's President Obama? Where's President Obama? And so one of the things we're going to talk about on Sunday is, why do black people hate President Obama? Because I've seen a lot of them. I heard a lot of them talk about him. And, you know, I don't know. Ladies, your thoughts.
Damn.
Okay, are they not talking? I mean, what the hell's going on here?
I don't know.
Damn. Are we caught or something? Are girl caught? What the hell are y'all doing?
I don't know what you want me to say. I mean, you're the president. What?
Well, okay, here's my question to you. Do you think President Obama, because they talked about the Sean Bell case, they talked about all these different cases, and I said to light skin, first of all, you have to understand that there are so many different layers of government before you get to the president. You have councilmen, you have mayors, you have governors, you have senators. I said the president can't get involved with every local action. Now, I know you guys want him to, but he can't. He's the president of the United States, not the black president of the United States.
Exactly. Yeah, because some people just think Obama is the savior of black people.
Exactly.
But like I said, he is the president of the United States.
Yeah. He ain't did nothing for me. He ain't called my number. He didn't put no money in my bank yet.
Oh, here you go. Lord have mercy.
Well, he hasn't. And, I'm just saying. And he can't really do a lot. The justice system needs to be completely overhauled. It's all screwed up. So.
Exactly.
It's all screwed up.
And like I told him, I said, look, the president is only one branch of government. There are three branches of government. I said, the president just can't. He's not the king of the United States. He's the president of the United States. And so, you know, so then these people called into the show, and, you know, everybody, you know, light skin, all the people, they love light skin. Well, I agree with you, light skin. He ain't done enough for black people. I said, you know what? I'll tell you what we're going to do. You guys call in on Sunday. Get your asses up. Call it on Sunday, and we're going to do a whole segment on what President Obama has done for African Americans. Because, you know, people sit here and spout this stuff off, and they don't have facts.
Right.
Oh!
expect Obama to wave this magic wand
and
everything be, you know, it's
okay. We got a black president. We free. Oh, we get everything free. We go in the store, buy everything free. We gonna get the and all kind of stuff like that. It's not gonna happen like that. We already knew it was gonna happen. Smart black folks already knew it was gonna happen like that. And he still got to obey somebody else's rules. He's not really running it like you running your household. Half y'all
exactly
running your household anyway. So therefore, get out and change laws. Do what you need to do as an American citizen.
Right. I mean,
you just want to kick back and do nothing.
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy.
They want to rely on somebody else to do something while they just sit back and complain.
Oh, my goodness. I love y'all.
Everybody's got to play
y'all.
I agree with the light skin, though, just because it's against your ass.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you know, that's how you are. See, you know what? I was getting ready to say, man, I feel, because I said on that show, I said, I am so damn glad that we have a radio show. I said, oh, my God, so I can respond to that nonsense that happened this morning on Kings in the Morning. And here we come, my boy. And that's what he said. He said, Mr. Light, he said, oh, Mr. Elias is going to be on my side. I said, no, he's not.
Yeah,
oh, yes, he
course.
Is. So that's my boy.
Yeah, I don't like your ass anyway, so I don't
well,
like
well, that's what you do. Thank you very much. You know what? Give me come, ladies. Give me love. Give me love, ladies. Because they, you know, Mr. Elias is a damn traitor, and you know what? He can go to hell. But my babies love me. I ain't heard from Momo B yet, but my other babies love me. My babies love me. Come give me some sugar.
Momo B agree with me. That's what she said.
And she holds on to your damn belt loop. Well, I tell you what. Let it go, girl.
Momo B is her own woman. Momo B is her own woman.
Oh, stop it, Mr. Elias. Stop it. Nah. Oh, we're right out of time. All right, 10 good minutes. Shut up. 10 good minutes sponsored by the Rizzo. 5020 Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat $14.95 barbecue buffet. They have rubs as well. Tell Diddy Dan at the J. Ross Show sent you. Let me tell you, and I'm not just saying this. This guy, the best ribs I ever tasted in my life. So if you're in Memphis, stop by, get it, $14.95, all-you-can-eat barbecue buffet. I challenge you to find a barbecue restaurant that will allow you to smack on their ribs and eat all their damn sausages for $14.95. You won't find it. All right, listen, on the other side, we'll play the game. It's about to having fun. It's the J. Ryle Show. It is the Wednesday edition. We'll be right back after this short break. Don't go nowhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
I'm meteorologist Ed Levy. Here's your national forecast as we head toward the weekend. For this Thursday, though, areas of red. Minnesota through the Great Lakes and in through the Northeast. Strong, severe thunderstorms a possibility. Biggest threat will be hail and damaging wind. Otherwise, we're looking at hit and miss showers and storms southeast through Florida. Dry across the plains, except for West Texas through the Four Corners region. Some showers and storms in that area. Temperatures, Phoenix 106, a little warm in Seattle at 82. Then the interior part of the country, well into the 90s. It's definitely summertime, and look at the 90s. Heat advisories all the way, mid-Atlantic through the Northeast. Not only actual temperatures in the 90s, the heat index, feel like temperature in the low 100s. For Friday, showers and storms in the southeast, storms for the Great Lakes and the Four Corners area. Temperatures still very warm. New York 94, Boston 94. Heat indices near 100. We're looking at temperatures in the 90s for Kansas City and 70s along the west coast. For Saturday, more showers and storms in the southwest. A little better concentration of showers and storms from the Ohio Valley through the northeast. So this will cool the northeast down just a bit. And some scattered showers and storms for the southeast. For more weather, go to weather.com.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school get hype song, dog.
People.
Hold it, Jesus! much.
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
Three four seven 3478501272 is our calling number. 3478501272 J Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Chilling with you on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Don't forget now, coming up at the top of the hour, if you're listening to the show on the J King Network, it's the music business the way I see it. Light Skins in the house. He's going to have Gary Taylor with him tonight, which, man, I wish I could listen to that, but I got
to
be here.
Man, I have to check out.
Hey, man, don't you disrespect this network. Do no mess like that, Negro. But anyway, yeah, me too. Now, but listen, coming up, though, we have the Listener Lounge. And tonight in the lounge, it's my favorite song, songs that I like, just music that I like from the 80s and 90s. Should be a nice trip down memory lane. Should be fun. So anyway, Oh, hold on. Hold the hell on. Am I seeing this right, bro? Stop the damn presses. Stop the damn presses. Light skin.
Dark
skin. Oh, the hell with you, knuckle. Hell with you. 21,345,346. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. So, look, that's it. Light
Skins in the house. My man, Mr. LES,
is here, too. What's up, Mr. LES?
What's up?
Hey, okay.
Dark Skin, I owe you an apology.
Nah, hell no, don't talk to me. And Momo B's in the house. What's up, Momo B's in the Heezy?
Yeah.
Miss Terry. Hello, Miss Terry.
Hey.
And Rich Sister is in the house. What's up, Rich Sister?
Hi, everyone.
Look, she come in with her calm voice. This is some damn warm fashion. All right, Light Skin, I told everybody what you did to me, man. I told everybody what you did to me today.
Dark Skin, I got to get you on the right track, man. You and B.O. You and B.O., you got some partners. Yeah, he going to let me. You cannot let Zimmerman slip through the cracks. Y'all got to make up. Hey, the same way they made up rules to get him off, B.O. got to make up rules to get him back home. Like a barbecue steak bone. And we all know about the barbecue steak bone.
Oh, damn. Not a barbecue steak bone. That's the only guy barbecue you have.
He got to be on. He got to be on like a barbecue neck bone. Go ahead, B.O. B.O. is your boy.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. You and Barack, hey. if Barack said the sky was blue and it was raining.
Stop it. You stop this nonsense right now.
Yeah, we got a phone call, Jay. I was just going to say.
Oh, okay. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let's tell us, man, who do we have on the line, dog?
248-760. Caller, can I help you? Hello?
Hi.
Who is this? Who is this and where you're from? Can you state your name?
It's me.
Who is me?
Who's calling?
Who's calling?
Hey. Put her on mute. We don't know this caller.
Who is this? Who is me? Me. Who is me?
This is Dr. Princess Cecilia.
Oh, you are a caller from Detroit, the Detroit area. How you doing with that?
Still yes. Still yes. He's hot.
Wait,
how you doing?
Hello.
What's your comment? Okay. You got a comment you want to make?
Jay, did you get my message?
Hey, look, I ain't got nothing to do with this. Mr. Elliott, talking to you. I had nothing to do with this.
What comment do you have to make, caller? We got a show to do.
I sent Jay a message.
We got a show to do.
Okay,
what's your comment?
I'm asking if I could be on the show at 9 on Wednesdays because I teach on Wednesday night. And it runs kind of congruent.
It's 9:15. It's 9:15. You late even for the time you had to come in on.
No, I've been on the phone. I've been on the phone, but you guys were on break, and then I was on the phone. It was 9 o'clock. It was 9 o'clock.
Carla, we're gonna have to have a
We're going to have a conference with the people that are on the show regularly to see if we can let you in. So we'll get back to you on that. Don't worry about it.
Oh, damn. Mr. Elias.
I do believe you have everybody's number here. You could probably text in and say, hey, look, I'm going to be running late. You know, but hey. You know, we'll get back to you. We'll get back to you on that time slot. Don't worry about it.
We're gonna start treating you like we would treat Rush Limbaugh.
Okay, hold on.
Sister and I have agreement.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
First of all, I don't want to come with excuses because I'm not trying to write an excuse book.
Okay, well, hey.
So I don't want to tell you all. I don't want to tell you all what.
She's on mute. Let's get on with the show. Let's go on with the kill.
Oh, Mr. Elias, damn boy, right. Oh, man.
Gotta go.
Oh, Mr. Elias.
This person has been muted.
Every week, man.
Oh, Mr. Elias. I had to do with this. I had to do with this.
I put on this. So what?
Mr. Elias is my hero.
I put on music, so what?
All I can say is that I got a message from her at 8:09, an hour and 9 minutes into the show. That's all I can say. That's all I can say about it.
That mute was seamless. It was under the rough, which is really nice. It was a professional and most among the best I've ever seen. If I had to give it a number, I'd give it a 10.
Oh my God, Mr. Elias, boy, that joker came to the show with his fist balled up. Woo! Wow. Alrighty, well, I noticed the ladies are not saying nothing. They are quiet as church mouses, especially Momo B. Momo B, are you?
Where's Momo B at? Where's Momo B?
I don't know where
he
is. Look, man, I stick up for her every week. Every week I stick up for her. I always want to say, hey, look, we need to just our family. But damn, when family keeps that up, man, hey, it's like no respect at all.
Ooh, no respect. Oh, man. If I had Aretha Franklin, I'd play it right about now. Lord have mercy. All right, Mr. Elias is the sergeant of arms. Did he say that? Let me tell you something, folks and fans. I didn't have anything to do with that. I promise you. That's Mr.
That's
Elias.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
I don't have a problem. It was all me.
Yeah.
That was some of the best mutin' I've ever heard in my life.
You stupid.
Oh, I'm the mute king. I'm going to mute right there. That was an emperor move. That was bigger than the king. That's an emperor.
Okay. All right, so I guess before this set is out, we'll have a conversation about whether or not, Ms. Elias, you know you're the king of the court. We go with what you say. If you say that is okay, then it's okay. But I want to say this real quick, because DC Chocolate Mama wanted to say to us, y'all know y'all had me dancing during the break. She loves some Keep On Moving. Mama B, baby, I didn't hear you singing, girl. You a Grammy winner. What's up with that?
Yeah, that's my song. Keep on
that is.
Moving.
Sing again. That's a Grammy winner. That's a Grammy winner.
Give it to it. And I haven't heard that song in a long time, so yeah, I was up.
Okay, good. All right, we'll go and see her. So DC Chocolate wanted me to say that, damn it, y'all to put y'all foot in it during the break today. Don't worry about it. Let me tell you, doing the music, doing the listening lounge, though, you may not recognize the music. Some of you may, but it's just favorite songs that I like. So we'll see. We'll see if you like it coming up next. Coming up at the top of the hour on the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. It's 20 minutes after the hour. It's the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show, hanging out with the very best in the business. So, Mr. Elias, should we get into... Okay, we have 10 minutes left in this set. Should we get into the show, or how do you want to deal with Dr. Prince's OD? I mean, that's up to you, dog. I mean, that's all on you, baby.
Let's get into the show, man. Let's go.
Damn, Mr. Elias, man, you're making me cry, man. I'm starting to get, man, it brings a tear to my eyes.
Can I translate for Mr. Elias for you?
Yes, please.
Tit to tit,
Question. It's one of those famous games that we play here on the TGR's Radio Network. And so we're playing tonight the Naughty or Nice game. Let me explain to you how it goes. I am going to read a statement, all right? Then I'm going to give you two answers. And so your reply to me should be, Jay is naughty, and then you give me your answer. So that's it, 347-850-1272. Call in and play the Naughty a nice game. And Mr. LAS Man, since you are being naughty right about now, I think it's appropriate to go to you first.
Oh,
how about
man.
That?
All right,
here we go, Mr. LAS. I'm going to read this question to you. I'm going to read a statement. And you tell me whether it's naughty or nice. All right, here we go. let me tell you where they came from. These are comments that I either heard personally, comments that I found on websites, are comments from movies, all right? So these are things that I heard people say or saw it somewhere. You know, trust me, these are things that I found out there in society. People say it every day. So here we go. Mr. Elias, the first one is, wow, amazing. How many inches is it? So we're saying this person is referring to this as a ding-dong sandwich. Or B, they're referring to a flat-screen TV. What do you think they were saying when they made that comment, Mr. Elias?
I would say a flat-screen TV.
You are correct, Mr. Elias. You are correct. So you have to say nice, and then you have to say B. All right, so nice. And B. All right, so that's good, Mr. Right. Leslie. There
okay.
it is. So that's how it works. All right, so there you go. So now, all right, Rich. Ooh, should I ask Rich sister? Maybe I should do it this way because, see, you agreed to answer that question. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read the statement, then I'm going to tell you the answer. Would that make more sense, Mr. Elias?
Yes.
Okay, I'll read the statement, and then you tell me whether you think it's naughty or nice that I give you the right answer. Does that make sense? Okay, what do you think, Momo? But you think I should do it that way?
Yeah, anything better than what you just did.
Okay, watch yourself. I told you I felt at home. Watch yourself, okay? Thank you very much. And since you got your big mouth open, let me just go to you right now. How about that? Here it is. Here's the comment. What can I get for $30? What do you think, Momo? Is that naughty or nice?
Naughty.
No, it's not. I heard a guy at a local.
I heard somebody ask me the same question a couple of minutes ago. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. No.
Mama B.
No.
What did they, Mama B, what did they get for the $30?
We're waiting.
They got your address, Jay King. They got your address.
Hey, you know, my woman is part love me long time. You know, she got a little high karate.
Because
she's
bald,
don't mean she don't know how to judo chop.
Oh, damn. So, all right. So, Momo B, so what did they get for $30? I'm curious. Okay. And I'm trying to laugh, Pastor. Well, was it when
you...
Okay.
What did you do?
I guess...
You did they have answer?
I guess my question to you is, under which was it, you know, what were you doing? Were you doing what you usually do? I mean, which what hat was you wearing when someone asked you this question? That's what I want
to
know, you know.
Move illegal substance.
Was it, were you doing that? I mean, talk to me, girl. Talk to me. All right.
Listen, move along with the show.
All right, fine. All right, so here's the correct answer, smart ass. It was a guy at a plant place that sell plants. He was asking how many pieces of grass he can get, which is close to what you do, for $30. They sell sod for 88 cents a piece, so he was asking how much can he get for 30 bucks. All right. All right, so let me go to Rich Sister. Rich Sister, here's one for you. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's been a while since I got lucky. Is that naughty or nice?
I'll guess naughty.
Naughty.
Damn, Rich Sister, you said naughty, huh? No, Rich Sister, it's not naughty. No, it was from a commercial trying to get people to go to Atlantic City, so you were wrong. Huh? Wow, I can't believe you said that. Naughty. Rich Sister. No. No, no, no. All right, Light Skin, I got one for you, dog. I got one for you. Here we go. Ready, Light Skin?
Did you feel at home this morning? No, you had to feel at home this morning.
No, I didn't feel at home this morning. Nah, hell no. Nah, hell no, Light Skin.
That's
going
to be at home. That's going to be happening.
Nah, hell no. Nah, hell no. Matter of fact, you know, I'm glad you said that. We have a few minutes for the end of the break. I told everybody what you did. I said, man, Light Skin set me up, man. I was in there, man, skipped to the loo, came in, saying all that happy stuff. Light Skin was saying, yeah, go on. Don't say hi to everybody, because as soon as you done, here I come. And as soon as I finish with Liddy Lynn, here come Light Skin. Hey, man, I got to talk to you about something, Doc. I said, oh, here we go. And, boy, he kept the pressure on, Mr. Elias. He kept the pressure on the whole damn
that
show.
I hate that.
And I called in early.
I know you
today.
And B.O. are thick as thieves.
No. Now, hell no, Light Skin. Now, hell no. Hell no. I couldn't believe it, man. I just couldn't believe it. And he kept going.
I couldn't believe that B.O. would say what he was going to do. He's really going after Zimmerman and then have somebody speak for him.
B.O. is not going to be part of this. We're going to check into this and see what happens. And B.O.
He can't be a part of it, Light Skin. He's the president. He's supposed to be separate
that's
from
why
the attorney general's
you know
office.
What
are you talking
he's
about?
President. He's a president that knows or should know firsthand the inequities, inequalities, and injustices that have happened in this country against our community, and he should be able to speak about it because he understands the experience. Absolutely, he can speak about it. The same way the presidents of the haves and have-mores spoke about those experiences.
You still want to fight, don't you? I mean, I don't know. You bring all this trouble down here, man.
No, I just,
you still
want to
fight?
You my brother. I don't want to fight my brother.
You already did it this morning. So what are you trying to do now? You trying to make up? What are you talking about?
Make up.
Hey, man, you already did it this morning. We trying to look at. I ain't trying to fight you. Yeah, after you hit me in the head with a billy club, I didn't even see it coming.
Give me the question.
I ain't giving you nothing. It's almost break time now, hell. Matter of fact, we're going to break. Before we go to break, though, Mr. Elias, we got to talk about Dr. Prince's OD. We have a few minutes left. How do you want to proceed with this, sir, with Dr. Prince's OD?
Man, we need a call. We need a text or something. If she's not going to come until 9 o'clock, she needs to let us know that, man. I mean, it's a simple process. Just don't show up and expect us to open up and say, hey, come on in. No, we gotta handle this better than that, man. We gotta be professional about whatever we do. We just can't let that keep happening. If you
and I don't get no questions for real, you're not gonna ask me a question.
I'm gonna ask you outside the break, Light Skin. Pipe down, Jesus.
Wow.
You know I got you. Yeah, I got you, but you still got me this morning. Yeah, we're going to break, though, Light Skin, so I got you after the break. First thing after the break, I got you. So so you're saying, Ms. Elias, that we're going to – so do you approve of her move to the top of the hour? So she wants to come in on the second set.
If she can make it on time, yeah, I can approve it. But if she's going to keep pushing it back further – let's just push her out. That's all I can say about it.
Oh, God dang. Oh, I never heard those words from Mr. Elliott. Yes, he said, push her out. All right, Mama B, what do you think? Should we approve of her coming in for the second set on Wednesday nights?
Of course. She says she's teaching the community. She got things to do.
But
she's teaching.
She ain't teaching the community.
So
don't
she can't make it. She can't make it until the second set, and that's what it is. What's the problem?
Okay, no, I'm just asking. Okay, Ms. Terry, what you think, Ms. Terry? Do you agree with Mr. Elias and what he's saying?
I think that since you guys have let her get away with everything on this show, ever since you've been on this show, I don't understand why all of a sudden there's rules for Prince Cordelia. You've treated her like a princess and a queen all this time.
Ooh.
So why are you worried about it now? Now, you should have nipped it to the bud.
Old.
You should have nipped it to the bud in the first place. You know,
I tried to. I got overruled.
You
did not. So if she wants to come at 9, that's fine. You know, she has things to do, and other people have other things to do than this show.
Okay, you didn't have to add that part. You know, to me, that's like taking a shot at the show. Matter of fact, I'm done talking to you. Thank you very much. All right, Rich Sister, what do you think, Rich Sister?
Sorry, multitasking. I wasn't even.
No problem, Rich Sister. You want us to come back to you? All right, light skin. What you think, man? You think, bro? Do you agree with Mr. LES, man? What you think, light skin? What you think, light skin? What you think?
I gotta tell you something. If Dr. Princess ain't here, I don't have nobody to bedaddle with, nobody to, you know, to make reference to, nobody to make fun of. I like Doc here. I get to kiki and ha ha, talk about the Doc.
Okay.
The doc is my J. Rouse Show Robert Redwine.
Okay. All right. We're not kicking off. We're just saying, so we're cool with her coming in at the top of the hour. So you all right with that?
Absolutely, because for the whole time she did, I'm going to tear that ass in two. Three.
And on that note, folks, we're going to step out and take a break. All right, listen, on the other side, we have more coming up. It's the J. Ryle Show. It is the Wednesday edition. Let me give you that number one more time, 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272. Don't go anywhere, folks. Listen to Lounge coming up at the top of the hour. Plus, if you're listening on the J. King Network, it's the music business the way I see it. We'll be right back after this.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The J. Ryle Show and the serious side of The J. Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we are staying right here in Houston, Texas. We're looking for a young lady by the name of, and I hope I pronounced her name correctly, it's Sade Yvette Weaver. She's 5'2". She weighs 125 pounds. She was born September 4th, 1997. She is 15 years old. She has brown eyes, black hair. She was last seen June 8th, 2013 in Harris County, which is located in Houston. She's of medium build and was last seen wearing a green blouse and green shorts. She has braces on her teeth and possibly has multicolored blend hair weave. Anyone with additional information or questions regarding this case should contact the Texas Department of Public Safety Missing Persons Clearinghouse. The phone number is 512-424-5074. Once again, that number is 512-424-5074. You can call toll-free 1-800-346-3243. 1-800-346-3243. We ask that you keep this young lady and her family in your prayers, please. And we pray for a safe return. We have an update on another missing persons case, and it's not good. The body of a missing 6-year-old girl from Harvey was found, according to her mother. Alinthia North was found dead in the dumpster around midnight near their Harvey apartment. The person of interest, 20-year-old Matthew Flugens, is a relative of hers, according to the sheriff's department. A spokesperson from the sheriff's office said an arrest warrant was issued for Flugens 20 in April in connection with the sexual battery of an 11-year-old in Harvey. Anyone with information in the case is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 504-822-1111. Once again, that number is 504-822-1111. We pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me?, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
there's a next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America Missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
Let me go a little something like this. Hit it.
Yeah, you know she's gonna call you talking about erotic Christmas carols. Are you participating
in
our erotic Christmas carols?
No. I can't participate because I'm at my aunt's house and she's saved, and you know they're trying to save me. I don't know.
Damn, too late. That ship has sailed.
You know,
I thought you were already saved, Miss Terry.
God is working.
Where'd you get that idea from?
Like the way she talk, please. Are you nuts?
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Rewind. Rewind.
This is a test.
As we jump into the second set with laughter, a hearty laughter from Talking Style. Welcome back in, folks. 347-850-1272.
It's still for women, by women. It's your resident, not for the South. My little daughter.
Good Sunday morning to you, folks, and welcome into the serious side of the TJRS, broadcasting live from the Smooth Jazz Jazz Cafe.
Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You are tuning in to the True Purpose Development Show. Tonight, we...
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie. Hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's hump day.
Damn right it is. 37 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Me and my boy, Mr. L.E.S., doing what we do. My boy, what's happening, Big Daddy?
Man, yes. Thank you very much. Yes.
Momo BZ in the house being easy. Hey, girl.
Hey, boy.
Oh, I like that. Yes, girl is mine. Ooh, Miss Terry's in the house. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Uh-huh. Rich Sister is in the heezy. What's happening, baby?
How's everybody doing?
Royalty's in the house. Lightski.
Lightski.
And we're opening up our arms and welcoming back to the bosoms the one and only Dr. Princess Ardelia. Hello, Dr. Princess Ardelia. Welcome back.
Well, welcome. I'm glad to be back. What's up?
Yeah, because you was
born. Don't blow it. You're only hanging on by the hair and your chin is hanging.
He said, don't blow it now. Don't get too cocky.
Cool.
Now, coming up. He's stupid. Coming up at the top of the hour is the music business, the way I see it. Light skin man, I know you got a special guest in the house, man. Talk to us. What's coming up on the J. King Network?
Man, I got Gary Taylor live. He's going to be on himself talking about his career. And in case you guys don't know who Gary Taylor is, just gets better with time. My heart for the Whispers. I'm coming out. Layla Hathaway. Good love for Anita Baker. And the list goes on and on. But what I love Gary for, and I think he's underrated, is for his own music. I think Gary Taylor albums are incredible. And if you don't know who Gary Taylor is, you need to come check him out. Boy, it's bad. He's like, to me, he's like Sade. If you listen to one Sade album, you're going to like them all because she's going to give you the same thing over and over again. And you're going to love her. Gary's the same way, but very underrated. And tonight you're going to hear all his music. He's got 11 albums. He owns them all.
and he's a bad boy.
J-Roll,
I'm not feeling well. I might have to leave this show a little, early tonight.
Yeah, whatever, man. Hey, man, you better, I want to look at
Joy.
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, one of his songs is in my favorite. You know, it's called Jay's Favorite Things tonight. The Listen Lounge. One of his songs is in the lounge tonight. So if you don't know who Gary Taylor is, matter of fact, let me just tell you right now, it's the last song in the lounge tonight. So trust me, we've played his music. If you listen to the Serious Side, we've played what's the one? What is it called? Over Carolina. What's the name of that song? Carolina. Yeah, we played that before too. Yeah, so I'm telling you, he did that with Najee, I think. So I'm telling you right now, he's bad. He's bad. He's coming up tonight in the lab. All right, 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Also coming up at the top of the hour, like we said, is the Listener Lounge. We're going to continue to play the game because we need to do that. So, Light Skin, I have a question for you, brother. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I've been ready. I'm waiting.
All right, here it is. Here's the statement. I'm coming.
You want to know if it's naughty or nice?
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely naughty. Oh, yes! Oh, yes! 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 Yes!
Hey, ding, 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 ding. You are absolutely correct, and I don't have to cite a reference for that. Matter of fact, you can say it to damn self. Oh, damn. All right. Huh? What you say?
That's nasty. Weird.
Oh, you nasty. All right, Momo BZ and the Heezy, are you ready, baby?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Here's the comment. Here's the statement. Put it back in. I can't believe I let you see it in the first
place. No,
that was a line that Teresa Randall used in the first Bad Boys when Martin Lawrence called home and Will Smith was sitting on the couch next to her, and they were looking at photo albums, and he heard her make that statement, then he ran over there. Remember that? She said, put it back in. I can't believe I let you see it in the first place. That was from a movie. So your nasty old gutter mind ass, hell nah. Because your response is going to be nasty on all of them. Nasty, nasty, nasty,
yes,
please,
I
nasty.
I
know.
If Momo Greek B was in a group, they'd be called the Filthy McNasty.
You said the Filthy McNasty. That's a double surprise to him. Oh, that's a Grammy winner. All right. All right. Rich Sister, are you ready now? Oh, I already
yes.
asked you. All right, here we go. Dr. Princess Odia, I'll come back to you. Dr. Princess Odia, you ready?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am ready.
Okay. All right, here we go. I would love to get my hand on a pair of those.
What?
Let me repeat it for you. I would love to get my hands on a pair of those.
Okay. I would love to get my hands.
Yeah, my hands on a pair of those.
Think driveway. Think driveway.
No. I'm a
big driveway.
I'm fill in the blank. Okay. I would love to get my hands on a
driveway.
Pair of apples. On a pair of apples.
That's a good twist, though.
You mentioned to be naughty. That's
okay. No, I didn't mean to be nothing. So okay,
no,
so
yes,
okay,
no,
you, but you added a good twist though, Dr. Prisco D. I want you to finish it. That's a good twist. Next time we play this game, I want you to fill in the blank. Okay, so now what do you think they were talking about? Since you said it was naughty.
You know, okay, well, what you were talking about.
No, it's not me, Doctor. See, first of all, you were late for the show. That's the really reason why you don't know what the
that's
deal
why
is.
You don't,
let me,
that's why you don't
I know
nothing.
Yeah.
Let me explain it to you, Dr. Prince Odea. These are statements or comments that I either found on an article somewhere, they came from a movie, or I may have just heard people say it in public. So thank you, Dr. Prince Odea. Proceed.
All right. Well, first of all, when you say I love to get my hands on the fair, though, then apparently you're talking about the women's chest, okay? That's what you're talking about.
The tatas.
That could have
lost.
Yeah, the tatas. And then you're trying to be naughty, but I thought you were saying fill in the blank. So I filled in the blank with what I wanted to divert from what you were insinuating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you. Remember now, you're on the. Remember, you have 1 foot in the grave and 1 foot on a banana peel. Watch yourself. Thank you very much. Actually, your first answer. Well, actually, you were wrong, Dr. Princess Aldea. No, yes, you are. I heard this from an episode of Home Improvement where Tim Allen said he wanted to get his hand on a pair of those, and he was talking about a pair of pliers.
Yeah, but coming out of your mouth, who would have thought that? Come on.
Well, that's the reason why it's called Naughty and Nice. So,
right.
No, Dr. Prisco,
anyway.
You were wrong. You were wrong. Okay? Jaka. What the hell is that? All right, so here we go. Rich Sister, here's one for you. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All righty. Get ready. Here it is. Give it to me, baby.
I make you holler, you had enough.
I was thinking the same thing, dude.
Rich Sister, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.
I'll go for nice.
You go for nice.
That's
okay.
That's naughty.
No, baby. You know what? It classifies as nice, even though the song is naughty. You guys had it right. That's a line from Rick James. Give it to me, baby. See, Rich Sister, see, you stopped going to church. You could have answered that the correct way. All right, thank you, Rich Sister. That was a great answer. Great answer. All right, Miss Taylor, are you ready? I got another one. Yeah, Miss Taylor, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. Those are some big melons.
Well, that could be nice, but it's kind of cheesy. So then it could be nice, but then I don't know who it came from.
Okay, let me. Those are some big millions.
I'll say nice.
Damn it, you're right. I heard a wife tell her husband that at Walmart. Oh, God dang it. You're right about that. Good for you. Kudos for you. All right, Momo B, I got another. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. Baby, don't put that in your mouth. That's nasty.
Something with hair on it. I am going to say it is nice, of course. And you heard somebody tell their baby that.
I'm gonna tell you why I knew that was nice.
Why?
Because they said it was nasty. Because I know.
Let me tell you what the two answers that I had. I had A, something that Momo B might say, or B, a mother talking to her child. And you guys are right. It was a mother. A little boy dropped something at the store, and then he was trying to put it in his mouth, and she said, that's nasty. Boy, I tell you, we can't fool you guys. We cannot fool you guys. We're playing the Naughty or Nice game. You can call in 347-1272. And so I'm looking at tag here, and... somebody wanted to know why that was so funny. And so let me, you know, sometimes maybe forget that people may be first-time listeners. And so the Harry comment that Momo B made, it goes back to a show where we added five things. Okay, how did that happen, Momo B? What did we do? Did we ask you the question?
I don't recall.
Yes, you do. Five things Momo B won't put in her mouth. I got to find that clip. Matter of fact, I tell you what, and it's Chrissy. Chrissy, Saturday, I will find the rewind, and I will play that clip for you, okay? I will play it for you because it's one of the funniest things this woman has ever said on this show. So, anyway, one of the things that Lightskin talked about earlier today, Mysterious, and I was going to actually talk about this in 10 good minutes, was this doctor that diagnosed this lady who had back problems with a ghetto booty. Did you see this, Mysterious?
No, I didn't see it, man.
Lightskin, what did you tell everybody about this whole thing? Because, like I said, I was going to talk about it, but you brought it up this morning, but I thought it was funny as hell.
Okay, well, this lady, you know, she goes to the doctor, her back is bothering her, and she wants a diagnosis. So the doctor tells her, I have a diagnosis for you. It's ghetto booty. So she said that, you know, that she would wait. She couldn't believe that he told her that she had ghetto booty. So the doctor said, well, you know, the reason why he said it was because he wanted to make it, you know, to a term that she would understand. And you can't do that to no sister with no ghetto booty. Because a mom with that ghetto booty is a ghetto attitude. And they get ghetto.
So look, man, they told her she had a ghetto booty. So Mama B, you went to the doctor and you walked in, you said, my back hurt, you know. He said, let me tell you something, baby. You got too much junk in the trunk, girl. You gotta lose some of that ass. What would you do, Momo B, if a doctor told you that you had a ghetto booty? Your ass is too big. That's why your back hurts.
I've never even heard anything like that before.
That's what he said.
Hurts.
Yeah, I never heard that either. How did your back hurt from you?
I don't know.
Maybe it's dragging
it down.
What
I would say. I've never heard anything like that before, and I really don't know what I would say if the doctor said that to me. I would be in shock. I couldn't understand what you're talking about.
What if he gave you the diagnosis and he said, girl, you got so much junk in your trunk is making your back pain.
I think I would have to curse him out, because I would, first of all, I would think he don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, wait a minute, Momo B. Now, there is an actual medical term for this, but he said he wanted to simplify it, right? KISS, keep it simple, stupid, right? He wanted to simplify it for the person. So he said, look, you got ghetto booty.
Well, what I'm telling you is I've never heard of you having a big butt making your back hurt.
I never heard that either, to be honest with you.
Of course it does. Yeah, it does. It does.
It does?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Somebody always
riding
your ass.
That's just like people that get overweight and start having back problems.
You stupid. I heard what you said. So, Miss Terry, if you walk to the doctor, the doctor said, baby, your back is hurting because you got too much ass back there, girl. Let me tell you, what if it was a black doctor that you was cool with? What if I was your doctor? You walk there, you're talking about something, Dr. J, what's wrong? I said, baby, come on, sit down, girl. I'm going to say, stand up, turn around, look in the mirror. You see all that? That's what's wrong, baby. You got too much tissue in your damn back pocket.
First of all, I have to go back to how he said, you know, this. He had to simplify it for me. That kind of raised hair on me. Like, you got to simplify it for me. So you call it a ghetto booty?
Yeah.
By the end of the year, I'd have his practice. That
You're no fun. Why?
Well, she's suing him right now. You're going to simplify it for me, meaning I'm stupid. No. Now, we could have had a joke. We could have had a joke, but when you say you're simplifying it for me, no.
So she's suing him?
So what if it was me?
Yeah,
what
she's suing him. She is suing him.
So if I was your doctor and I said to you, I said, baby, come on, let me talk to you, girl. You got too much ass, baby. You got to lose some of this booty, girl. So how do you want
to
do this?
I would talk to you for 10 minutes. You would be my doctor anymore, Jay.
I know you would. You'd be coming back. Hey, Dr. J, why come every time I come in, you tell me I got to take my clothes off? My throat hurt. You tell me I'm getting naked. Hey, man, remember that doctor man, the crib, Miss Elliott's man, the ladies complained. They said every time they went to see him, man, they had to undress.
He said, put this robe on and leave the bathroom.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, the women said they're going there and say they got a cold. He told me, I said, well, take your clothes off.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
we got to say goodbye to the folks in the J.K. Network, man.
All right. Well, goodbye, folks, over there at the J. King Network. Coming up next on your network, it is the music business the way I see it. Light Skin with Gary Taylor in the house. Y'all, let me tell you something. Let me give you a phone number, 347-850-1272. If you see any of my folks over there, call us and rat their ass out because Mr. Elliott's got a cold all of a sudden. He's trying to leave.
I'm going to check on you.
Man. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a great show. And like Light Skin said, if you haven't heard this man's music, I'm telling you, this brother, and you know the comparison that he made to Sade, he is absolutely correct. Even though Sade, to me, is a little bit more popular than he is, but to me, he's like the female, he's like the male version of Sade because his music is just so smooth, man. Oh, man,
yeah.
I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Time after time. Oh, Lord.
And he's always the same style. I said, you know, it's like Sade. If you like one Sade album, you like them all. She don't vary a lot. You know, you get what you get from. And that's the same with Gary. And I used to always tell Gary, the problem was that Gary was a rebel. Gary wasn't somebody you was just going to say something to, and he was going to take it. He's highly intellectual. And when an African-American male is highly intellectual, it's scared the hell out the world.
Especially white people. They nervous. They nervous. So that's coming up next over there. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, on our side, we're going to come back, kick it for a few more minutes, and then what we're going to do is we're going to kick off the listener lounge. And tonight's lounge is Jay's favorites. My favorite things, music that I guarantee you, and I'm going to ask, you know, Momo B, you are a music connoisseur. I'm going to ask you after the lounge, have you heard any of the music I'm going to play in the lounge tonight?
Okay.
I want to see. Where your music IQ is. Uh-huh. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to say goodbye to the people on the J. King Network. We'll be back with it for a few minutes before the listening lounge. This is J. Ross Show. It is the Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to glad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show, and the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, Even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen. In the damn refrigerator. Eating up all the food. All the chicken. All the pig feet. All the collard greens. All the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is Wednesday. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Just minutes away from the listening lounge. But one of the things I wanted to talk about real quick before we get into the lounge tonight, coming up Wednesday, next Wednesday, we have Arthur Alicia, and I want to say it's Brofton? Brofton? Boy, I tell you, I can't pronounce that last name. She'll be here to talk about. Now, remember we had this conversation, guys. You guys felt that she should come on this show to talk about some of the things that she's been through because, and Mama B had a very good point. She needs to be around some sisters. There are really not a lot of sisters. There's really only one sister on the serious side. So she'll be here on Wednesday, Mama B. So get ready. Get your tissues out because I guarantee you that I think it's going to be a story that's going to enlighten us all.
Okay.
All right. So she's going to be here with all the sisters. All right. All right, folks. This is the lounge coming up next. Don't go nowhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, gosh, you look so cute.
Been doing like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt. That's the girl I was telling you about.
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah.
So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. So think before you post.
Yeah, baby.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight. All right, here we go. It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see you're doing in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, every Wednesday, it's the Listening Lounge. We'll give you a hall pass. If you want to go over and listen to Gary Taylor, by all means, go over and check it out. You can always come back to the lounge a little later on. Lounge is just some of Jay's favorite things, some of the music that I love. And so, Momo B, we're going to test that knowledge tonight. After the lounge, I'm going to ask you, baby, have you heard any of this music in the lounge tonight? So you ready for that?
I'm ready, and it better be good.
It's my favorite thing. So, LAS, man, should we get this thing going?
Yeah,
let us go. All right, here we go.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let us put some
All right, folks, you know the deal. You know the drill. We have 3 minutes to wrap it up. So now, all right, Momo B, I got to come at you. How many of the songs in the listening lounge did you recognize tonight?
I only knew one, and that was my Loose Ends. Yes, the first one.
That's a Grammy winner. That's a Grammy winner.
You know what you should do a listening lounge with just Loose Ends. That
We've done that before.
Well, you should do it again.
We'll do it again. Not a problem.
Yeah, I didn't know the other two. What were the other two?
The other one was Gary Brown. Miss Elliott's Gary Brown.
And the last one was
Gary Taylor. Absolutely.
Life on this show, time after time.
Woo!
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I didn't know those two. Never heard of it.
Yeah, that's all right, though. But, hey, listen, next Wednesday, Momo B is requested, and we will grant her wish. We will be doing Loose Ends again in the listening lounge.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you what songs to play.
Oh, you really? Okay, send me a message, and I will be more than happy to do that, yes.
Well, thank you.
For you. Okay. All right, so real quick here, let's do one more before we get out of here. Let's do one more, play one more round of Naughty But Nice. Rich Sister is so much fun. I love doing her. All right, Rich Sister, are you ready? Let's do you. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. How big are those?
Excuse me. I'll say nice.
1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
I'm sorry?
I'll say nice.
You were wrong. I asked this chick on the train one time. I said, girl, where'd you get them big things from? How big are those things? So you're wrong, Rich Sister. All right, Dr. Bristol, listen, we love you. And, you know, we just want to give you a little tough love, baby, because, you know, bottom line is a lot of people want to hear from you. And when you be pulling these stunts, you know, we don't like that. So just make sure.
I'm not pulling a stunt.
Oh, now you got Aqua Boogie going on. I know you're late. Now you got Aqua Boogie going on.
No, I don't want to say, oh, this is what happened tonight, because I could go there. I swear to you, it was 8:20. Can I just be allowed this one thing? One, it's not an excuse, it's just the fact. And I have to change my karma. Listen, tonight I was in class, and the students, they were hanging over. It was so hot tonight. So hot here in Michigan, I can't tell you.
My brother's keeper. Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Honey, it's a wrap. Momo B, I said she ain't gonna make it. She ain't gonna make it. And sure as Sherlock, the time is clock on there. So, Dr. Bristol, dear, I'm gonna go ahead and let you give your final thoughts. We are 6 minutes out. Do not take all 6 minutes. You get 60 seconds. Go.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't want to take my time on excuses or, as you
Please
call
don't.
Them, excuses. Okay,
well, that's what everybody calls them, excuses.
Kayla.
But you know what? I do want to give a comment the Zimmerman case. The Zimmerman case. I have not really voiced my opinions, and I've had an opportunity. Would you stop? I've had my opportunity to do some homework and have some discussions with some people. And I just want to say something. At the end of the day, the law is the law. If we don't like the law, we need to change it. In the case of Zimmerman, I'm going to tell you, it was not a favorable thing that Trayvon was killed. It hurt that Trayvon was killed. It's unfortunate it was unfortunate that Trayvon was killed. But I'm going to tell you, with the way the attorneys that represented, who were prosecuting attorneys, by the prosecutors who represent the state, how they came to the case, first of all, They came on the pretense of racial discrimination.
Boop your mic's off. Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Princess O'Dea. All right, Miss Terry, final thoughts. I told you weren't going to make it.
That was horrible.
We only have 4 minutes left. She can't take it. We got other people there to say bye. Final thoughts.
She can.
Anyway, just keep it positive out there protesting. Just keep it positive. Do it the right way. Don't burn yourself up or do anything. Just keep it positive and let's get together and start changing these laws and making some sense out of all this. But really do some work. All this running around doing something ain't doing nobody no good. We need to sit down and we need to start doing some work. And that's my
final
thought.
There you go, see? There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, you got your message across. Hey, listen, I'm ready to grab a sign and go to work right now. See? Look at 30 seconds or less. Okay, so anyway, she has a whole damn after segment that she's going to talk until the lips fall off. So, you know, so you wrap it up.
Yeah.
Hell. Yeah. I don't know. All right. shut up, Ms. Dillian. All right, Rich, just the final thoughts.
Great show tonight. Really had a great time. Just want to say continued prayers for my friend, my comrade, Miss Cassandra Calloway. Prayers for a speedy recovery.
What's wrong with Calloway?
Yeah, she was in the hospital for a little over a week. She's back. She's back home now. She's resting. So continued prayers for her.
Oh, my God. Okay. Without a doubt.
Is that Calloway or Calloween, your friend?
Okay, boop, you're being ridiculous. Thank you. Mic's off. All right, so Momo B-Man, final thoughts. What's wrong with this woman?
Oh, good night.
I love it. Okay, Mr. Elliott, final thoughts, dog.
Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Wow. So that leaves 3 minutes left. So should we give her some more time?
God bless you. I'm out of here. I'm on the King Network. See y'all later.
Everybody's in English. Sit around for one minute.
He's interviewing Gary Taylor right now. He's giving us some good stuff. Why?
How do you know that, Miss Dillian? Hold on. I got a question for you, bro.
I'm swapping back and forth. That's
why.
You're
dirty bastard. You're dirty.
And the whole night, I'm trying to listen to that. I got to listen to Dr. D and tell me about her day. I'm sorry. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, damn.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, that's cold blooded. Can we shut it down? Can we shut it down?
Wait, please. I want to say something to Mr. Elias. Please.
Mr. Elias. He ain't listening to you. He gone.
Listen.
Can we shut it down?
Did he leave?
Let's shut it down. All right. So for Momo B, for Dr. Princess O'Dea, for Miss Terry, his sister, and Miss Elliott, I'm Jay. We'll see you Saturday. God bless you. Peace.
Much. Don't do me like this. Don't do me this way. No. Don't do me this way. Sister, are you here? Sister?
No.
You're not here. You said it. You said you weren't here. Let me hear you. Yeah, you said it. Hi, sister. Sister? I'm walking on eggshells with you these days. I'm walking on eggshells with you, sister, because, sister, you have been fed up. Sister, are you with me? You don't have to say too much. Are you there? Sister?
The number you have reached has been disconnected. Please call back.
Sister, you're here too? This is so wonderful. You know what? Listen, Rich sister, I love you in spite of what everybody says. I love you, okay? Don't listen to those people. They are full of crap.
Look, Dr. Princess Adelia, I love you too. Now, I was trying to be cool.
Come on, don't listen to them.
But now you gotta, now you gotta respond to your people though. When you're not gonna
I did. No, listen. Honest to God, I couldn't go through. I didn't want to explain because it would have sounded like an excuse earlier, and they're gonna drown me out. You want to shut up the gun? It's okay, because I'm gonna tell it anyway. Listen, I literally, okay. Literally, at 8:20, I mean, it was like 8:20, and I said, oh, my goodness, I've got a show tonight, and I was trying to end the class. This was the last class that I had for this particular term, and the next class starts August 7th. And so I was wrapping up with the students, and I said, you know, I've got a class, da-da-da-da-da. So anyways, they were getting their questions. They've got things, appointments they were making, et cetera. So I said, okay, that was fine. But then a security comes in. I'm getting ready to get on the phone. My phone is dying already, so I've got to either charge it up to my computer or get to the darn car. Security comes and says, we're closing the building down. We're going to shut your office down. We got to go. I'm like, darn it. So anyway, I've got to leave. But I've got to leave, got to pack up. We've got to go to the it was all kind of stuff that had to happen. It didn't even seem like that long. Before I knew it, it was 9 o'clock. I said, son of a gun. I was actually in the middle of a discussion with a student. And I looked at her, and I said, oh, my God. I said, what time is it? She said, it's 9 o'clock. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I ran. I got out of my car. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but I've got to get on the radio. So people don't realize, I mean, honestly, I'm just trying to put it all together. I did not mean for tonight to go how it did. It is an excuse at the end of the day because I am reminded of when I was in high school. And my science teacher, he was a chemistry teacher, and I mean, I had an A+ in the class, by the way, but he was so on me. I would have to pull all-nighters to finish the work that he had. He gave us ungodly homework because he was a college professor, and he was trying to prep us. So he acted like he was the only teacher on the planet that we had. Well, anyway, he would always tell me, I'm telling you, I was the only one that would finish the darn homework that he would give. And I would come, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I stayed up all night. I tried to do the best that I could, da 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 da. And he would say, he wouldn't even hear me. He would say, no excuses, no excuses, no excuses. Dr. Granderson was his name. God rest his soul. No excuses, no excuses, no excuses. So anyways, when I hear that and when I heard Jay King say that the other day, when he said, hey, Doc, you ought to write a book called Excuses. I was just, oh my, I was livid. And I was reminded, and then I was recalled to my own self. And let me tell you something, and let this be a lesson to everybody. I don't give a darn. If something is constantly recalling itself to you, sometimes we've got to wake up and, hey, listen, even though I can honestly say the things that I have said that have been the reason, they are the reason. But that at the end of the day, what do I need to do to change my karma so these things that are really relevant don't have to even present itself? For God's sake, I'm sick of it myself. I didn't even want to talk about it tonight. I'm like, are you kidding me? I've got another real reason / excuse. Let it go. I got to be real with myself. I've been learning so much on the show. It's been purging. I learned from two callers on the Jay King show telling me that I suck and I was fake. So then I start talking about for real about sex. So I'm like, okay, fine. You think I'm fake because I can't talk to the real people who have questions about sex? That's what the lady said. I said, oh, you don't understand. I love the conversation of sex. I love to talk about it from a real sense. You're like, whatever. You act so stuck up every time somebody says something about sex. You're like, ah, la, 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 la. So I said, fine, I'm not going to be that.
Stop trying to change the subject.
I'm not changing the subject. I'm off that.
But, okay,
it is what it is. I said what I said.
The show starts at 8 p.m. your time.
It starts at 8:30 my time. But I'm coming on at 9. They've obliged me that. So I'm going to come on at 9 p.m. because that gives me good time to close out the class and then deal with all of the matters of the students, because that's what happened. Tonight, like I got to tell you, we launched a company from this class, and so we're going to proceed with our good gracious. Boy, I'm in one of the communities downtown Royal Oak, and I'm telling you, it's some interesting people walking down the street. I got a girl, she got to be 6'7", walking around with some big fishnet with heels, with a little, well, she's a Caucasian, about 6'7", and got a white, got a black guy. I guess it's her boyfriend. He looked like he's about 5 feet, and they're holding hands, and it's just an interesting sight. You know, there's interesting things going on in Royal Oak, Michigan. But anyways, as I was saying, go ahead, darling. Go ahead and bash me. That's what you want to do. I can't believe you, Red Sister. You always want to bash me. You'll take the opportunity to bash me.
No, I'm not trying to. Look, now, you know I love you. You're my friend. But,
yeah,
you know,
right.
Come on. A call or something. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I'm going to be I may be a little late, you know.
Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? I don't know if I'm getting older or what. I didn't freaking remember. I remembered at 8:20. I started talking to the students. We were walking out of the building. The security came and said, look, we're getting ready to shut it down. The security's off duty. I'm like, they're like, we're the only ones in the building. I'm like, oh, boy. So I had to leave out of my office. I'm going downstairs. The students were talking to me as we're walking. I'm talking. I had already said, oh, my goodness, what time it is at 8:20. When I get down, I didn't even realize. I forgot just that quick. Didn't realize it had been 9 o'clock. I said, son of a gun. So in the middle of me talking to the student, well, one of the students that was still remaining, I said, you know what? I said, I'm sorry. I said, what time is it? She said, 9. I said, I got to go. I'm supposed to be on the radio. And I call, and I get all of this, and I'm feeling, I'm like a dog with her tail between her freaking legs. I'm telling you. My tail was between my legs, if you could picture that whole thing. Picture a little bitty puppy with her tail between her legs. That was me. Because I said,
okay.
Son of a gun, I'm going to get on the show. They're going to say I didn't do something. I didn't remember something. I was not this. I was not that. And I didn't want to hear it. But I knew I was going to hear it. But the one person I didn't think I would hear it from was Miss Nice Christian Five. Hallelujah. Richard. Man, you the main one. You the main one. I'm wondering what's really going on. What's really going on with you?
You know, I love you. Now, you know, I love you. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to check on you because this is getting a little frequent now. So I'm
Done with it. I said, all right, can we let it go? I just said I'm coming on at 9. Thus, I will no longer be late. Did you hear that? Did you hear it?
I'm gonna let it go.
Let it go. I need to make a song. Everybody got songs about everything, about sex, about love, about everything. But nobody has a song called Let It Go. I think I'm gonna be the one. I'm gonna release it. It's called Let It Go. Don't bash me. I know you think I got excuses, but I'm gonna let it go. Don't bash me. Please cut me some slack sometime. I'm so tired of you, and you, including you, Red Sister, bashing on me. I don't know what to say, but I can say this. I'm tired of y'all bashing me. I'm going to stand up, put my foot down. If I got a little foot left to put down, leave me alone. Let me come on the phone at 9 o'clock sharp for Wednesday night. I want you to let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. If you can, my sister, please let it go.
I'll let it go. Stop singing.
Baby. I think that was a hit song called Let It Go. Y'all, son of a gun. Right.
Stop singing and you're giving.
Hey, man. What did you do? Hold on. What did you just say, my sister? Mm-hmm. I'm asking, what did you just say, Mr. Sister? Are you
I'm letting it go, like you said. I'm letting it go.
You're letting it go. Good, good. Good, good, good. I'm so happy. We can't let it go. You know what? Even my sister. Guess what my sister did last week? Just, I didn't know what to do. We had it out on the sister to sister time. It's supposed to be sister to sister time for those listeners who don't understand. But my sister bashed me. She smashed me, put me under her tootsie toes, and crushed me. As she, in spite of her, she forgave me, but didn't let it go. Honey, and on the show, I asked her a question. I say, well, what do you think about this? She said, I don't know. Well, can I know about your recipe? No. Dang. You can't even, you know how you interact. You wouldn't even interact with me on the show. I said, well, did you hear the show before? Did you hear? No, I didn't. So basically she said, girl, I'm trying to forgive you, but I didn't forget what the hell you've done. And no, I'm not your girl tonight. I'm here because I told you I'd be here, but you better do right. And I don't know if you're going to be here next week. So guess what? I ain't feeling you right now. That's how she did me. So I love my sister so much. I really do. I even text her and told her, I said, I love you, sister. She used to say, I love you. She didn't even text back. That's where you know it's problems, girl. So anyways, tomorrow night I got to come out with a bang because I do have a show. And it's going to be a bang, 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 bang. And not the kind of bang that J. Ryle thinks, but it's going to be a bang. And I want everybody to come on at 8 p.m. J. Ryle, can we talk tomorrow afternoon? Just listen to the show, darling. We'll talk tomorrow afternoon, please. And also, listen, guys, Reese is gone. Now, Dr. P is in. So on Thursdays, 1 until 2, Mama's going to be there inspiring all of you people. Are you going to be there, Rick Sister? Rick Sister?
You're on, you're saying you're going to come on right after the J. King show in Reese's spot, that's what you mean?
Yes. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. But you know what? Listen.
I pulled this off.
Pardon me? What did you say? Did you say, how did I pull it off? Listen, you know what? Honestly, all jokes aside. I love laughter. And let me tell you something about laughter. Laughter, when you laugh, you release the most, I take that back. Actually, it's sex you release the highest level of serotonin, okay? Okay, so try to meditate after some good loving, okay? Good loving. You have some good loving and meditate. Right. You're going to feel it. It's going to feel real good, all right? And then you're going to be able to connect with the universe. So listen, after you do that, it's fine. But I'm going to tell you something. Laughing is the next best thing. It releases natural serotonin, those things in which they choose to duplicate in those little white pills, right? You can get it through laughter, right, naturally. So I love laughter. I love fun. It comes naturally. And I love the experience of it. It's exceptional. I don't wish, I wish to be consistent, and I'm not perfect. I'm not, but I aim to do the best that I can. I appreciate how everyone here on the network, how you are patient with me as I go through my own journey. I want to inspire people. I love people, but I do go through my own journeys, and I'm not perfect. And you know what? When you guys bash me, I have to take a look sometimes, and I can't just like, oh, I can't believe them and get angry. I have to take a look at myself and say, man in the mirror, how does it go? I was about to take it to church, and it wasn't even church. It was Michael Jackson. But anyways, how'd that go? I was about to say, man in the mirror, but that's church. We don't want to
make that change, Principal Dina.
Yeah.
Make that change.
How does it go? Make that change. How did it go? I can't get church out of my head. Man in the mirror. I can't get it to church. It's all I hear is organs. And man, that means the Lord trying to tell me something. God trying to tell you something. God trying to tell you something. God trying to tell me something. He said, check yourself or you wreck yourself. On the J. Ryle show. That's what he's saying. So I'm telling everybody, It's love. It's all love. And I really take it to heart. And I really, you know, when Sister was bashing me last week, I mean, yeah, can I be real? I was a little slightly embarrassed. I'm like, dang, man, you know, can you spare the brand a little bit? Jeez. You know, she was like having me at it, bam, 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 you know, all in my gut and in my head and in my eyeballs and in my nose. She was just hitting me everywhere. I was everywhere. I was, can you imagine that? Just getting hit up. She was jabbing me on the right, gave me a left hook and the right hook on the side of my side, and she was jacking me up. Because she was like, listen, she was keeping it real. Then I said, can you forgive me, sister? But sister need to work on forgiving, because she ain't forgive me worth a darn. She was just half there. She one foot in, one foot out. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. It's a song called I Ain't Mad At You, isn't it? I can't remember what it is, but it's a song called I Ain't Mad At You. So anyway, Rich sister, what's going on with you? What's up with your friend? Your friend. Now, you want to talk about Caliwood. You talking about Caliwed or Caliwed, whatever the hell you say. What did you say? Cali somebody that you had a friend or something's happening to. What's going on?
Well, yeah, in all seriousness, yeah, Cassandra Calloway, she was in the hospital for a little over a week because not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before last, she wasn't feeling good, and she was admitted into the hospital because her blood pressure was, like, shot up to the roof, and she had to stay in there for a few days because they had to, like, stabilize her blood pressure. But she made it home from the hospital yesterday, so she is at home, resting comfortably. So continued
awesome.
Prayers for her.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, we had to postpone the award show. The award show is now going to be on October the 12th. So if
Backtrack, award show for what?
Caliwood Awards. Which she does every year, taking time.
Wait. So this is Caliwood from J. King? Show Caliwood, like the Caliwood?
Yeah, Cassandra Calloway from the Caliwood Network. Yes, Cassandra Calloway.
I don't know all that. All I know is Caliwood.
Yeah,
so
or Caliwood. Yeah,
okay,
mm-hmm.
So Caliwood was in the hospital.
Yes, a little over a week. She got home yesterday, so continued prayers for her.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
not that if she was Caliwood from your friend that I wouldn't care. I care about Caliwood and Caliwood, but it just hit more home. It's like, that's Caliwood? That's my
Caliwood.
Girl. I didn't realize that it was Caliwood that you were referring to. But,
sorry, I don't know who else you're talking about. All I know is
Caliwood. I don't know either, girl. I just told you. I thought you were saying Caliwood or Caliwood. I didn't know if it was Caliwood, like the Caliwood. You said Caliwood. Somebody, something. You gave some professional name. I don't know anything about that. I don't even know Caliwood.
But definitely continue to keep Cassandra Calloway in your prayers on tonight,
Absolutely. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know what, Rich sister, you know when you come on every week, and I'm telling you, when you're not here, I miss you. Like, I missed you last week. We had a hot show on the Ladies First Radio show on the J. Ryle Network, TJRS Radio Network. We had a fabulous show. We have never gone over. And this week, we went over 30 minutes. Our show was extended 30 minutes.
On that show this past Friday.
But you didn't speak.
On that.
Why didn't you speak? Why didn't you say something? You are never quiet. You may be slow at speaking, but you're never quiet. So why didn't you speak?
Wait a minute. Let me think back and make sure we're talking about this
Honey, I know why you didn't speak. Cause
wasn't
we were talking about living with each
wasn't
other.
Wasn't that
we were
show about talking
living
about
living with each other? Living
yeah,
each other
I was on that
and
show
not married.
And I didn't speak. I was on that show. And
you
I did speak.
Girl, I don't remember.
The one about living together versus marriage, that one?
Yes, I was
on. You need to listen to the archives.
Was I absent?
I was on that show and I did speak.
Oh, wow. I was president of Israel and African of mine. I swear, I don't remember. But listen, you know what? Wasn't that a hot show as we talked about it? And I thought about it. I mean, it was really deep. I've even talked about it in discussions here in Michigan about that. I'm like, you know, that's a really deep subject. We had a great, great, great time. But I'm just saying, I really appreciate your presence.
Oh, you that's a great show.
You add such character, you know. And sometimes, I mean, I'm telling you, we don't know if you're going to speak or not. You're about to speak, but you take a long time, Rich Sister. We say, Rich Sister, how's the weather? Well, I say, hell no. She took forever to come out with that. You wonder, is she there? But you know what? With that is patience. You know, it's all love. I just love how you. I love having you around. I love it. You know, and when you're not there, I miss you. I really do.
I appreciate it so much. I try to check out the show when I can. If I'm not doing anything else, I will definitely be there when I can at Ladies First Radio and just as a whole for the Jane King. J. Rao Network. Whenever I can, if I can make it on Wednesdays. I know sometimes on Wednesdays I attend church and, you know, just whenever, as long as I'm not nowhere else, I will always be present.
I'm not going to say you like Steve. You ever listen to The Serious Side? I'm about to be real. Yeah, this is sister moment. I don't know where my sister is.
Yeah, I definitely listen when I can.
Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you something. After I put a shout out for my sister. My sister Momo B. Sister, are you there and just not saying anything? Sister! Maybe if I call you, are you there? She's not there. You see how she doing? She actually hung up the dang on phone. Okay, we're not even going to go there. I'm going to call her on the personal side. Now listen, you remind me, but you're not annoying. Like, oh boy, on Serious Side. Steve from The Serious Side. Now listen. Sometimes he answers questions you wonder, hello, bring it back home, my brother. Bring it on in, because that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Zimmerman, and you talking about the health care reform and why that has something to do. But it's like, he's there, and you expect him to be there because it brings character to the show. You bring character to the show in a sense that it's Rich Sister. We know Rich Sister is the holy one. Slash gonna get with you if she has to. I used to think you were real sweet, Rich Sister, but now that's all out the window because you don't have to be sweet all the time. You say what's on your mind, and it's wonderful. At the end of the day, I love it. I love it. You pause before you answer. I mean, you take 5 minutes. I'm like, answer the question, Rich Sister. Hello, when are you here? And you just take forever. You take forever to answer the darn question. But that's Rich Sister. So we sit and we wait, and we're like, okay, here she comes. She's coming in 1 minute. Audience, don't panic. Rich Sister will be responding in about 5 minutes.
I take time to think about what I'm
girl,
saying.
Girl, you think for a month of Sundays. I swear to God, you think for a month of Sundays. You think for a long time.
Mr. J. Ryle, sometimes I got to look for them hidden motives with him.
I know that's right, because you know he always has them.
Some of the questions he be asking me is, it's like a conspiracy going on. So I got it. As Judge Maybelline says all the time, look deep before you leap. So that you just experiencing the deepness, you know.
That's being a wise woman. Being wise.
I have to take my time answering questions here.
I know, that's right. Sometimes you got to act like you're silent just so you don't have to answer it, because you know you're going to be under the bus either way, so you act like you're on mute or something. But listen, what do you think about the new, you know, I like this new era. This summer, you know, last summer was booty shorts for females, and this summer, you've got the nice sundresses. Now, I think you're a little older than me, but isn't that pleasant, the nice sundresses that we're wearing and the style that's in? Is that like more 70s or back when you were younger? Now, look at that. This darn train's going to ruin the whole thing. I'm waiting for an answer, Rich, sister. Are you meditating on the spot? I don't know. Oh, no, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm like checking my phone, trying to see if I'm still on or whatever. But I forgot I asked Rich sister a question, so I got about 5 minutes before I get to the spot. It's a good 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's just, you know, as long as it's, you know, classy look, I think sundresses are a nice look.
I'm so happy for it. It's like such so ladylike, and it helps these hoochie mamas pull it together. It's like, you know, it's wonderful to have your,
I mean,
you know,
don't
have your little.
The weather is an excuse to try to be naked. There's still a way to keep cool and dress with some class, and I think sundresses are a really nice option.
I think it's wonderful. Now you live in California.
Yes. Mhm.
Girl, California. That's new, y'all. You don't know nothing about that, but we gonna move on. Now listen, girl, you don't know nothing about no Snoop Dogg. But anyway, so listen. So you live in California. What is the weather? What is the weather like there?
Well, it's definitely warm right now. It's warm.
Okay, it's warm here, but what's the
temperature? But it's the temperature. I don't know the temperature. I can look that up real quick for you. I don't know the exact temperature, but let me look that up for a minute.
Now, do you guys get really humid? Every time I've gone to California, I didn't feel it hot like it is here. Like right now, it's so hot and sticky. Your clothes sticking to you. Your underwear is wet. Your frick,
yeah.
Your neck is wet. You know, I'm the glossiest chocolate chick you'd ever want to see right now. I ain't lying. I'm chocolate and gloss.
You usually get that kind of action if you're maybe in the valley, or definitely if you're somewhere like Palm Springs or something like that. But California, Los Angeles, like it can be, for the most part, really hot during the day, and then it'll cool down at night, unless it's just one of those once in a while things where we have that humidity really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But like if you were, say, in Palm Springs, where it stays like 80, 90, 100 degrees all the time. See, out there that way, yeah, they experience serious humidity and heat out there. But LA, it can be hot. It can be hot during the day, but it'll cool down for the most part at night. But it's kind of warm right now. A little warm, not hot, but warm.
That's what we've been experiencing. It's been really hot and humid in the day in Michigan. And then at night, we're getting like 75, near 80. It'll rain in mid-evening. And then after it rains, it's it's really cool. So, I like it, but I like the evening times, but the daytime is extremely hot and humid. I mean, so nasty. You walk outside and you're just sweating. Ladies, you put your little powder on and your little private parts in between your boobs. You know, you got big boobs, you want to put your powder in. You know, the after shower, right? Now, this is the sister to sister time, so I can say what I want to say. So, ladies, let me give some tips on the humidity and how to handle everything, perspiration and things of that nature. Go get your shower to shower. After you have your shower in the morning, you know, you take your shower in the morning because at night you were sweating bricks. Take your shower in the morning, and then you put your shower to shower in between your boobs, lift Betsy and Susie up, put some shower-to-shower up under those boobs, put some shower-to-shower on the privacy part. Yes, yes, yes. And all the crevices that we may have. You do that so that you can still smell like a lady, look like a lady during the day. Because as the perspiration comes, as it inevitably will in the humidity, you want to still be presentable and be such a lady. Okay, thank you very much. So that was something I just spilled out there. But I'm telling you, it's true. Get your stuff together. Don't walk around with your sweaty, smelly tail, thinking somebody's looking at you, you out trying to go to the festivals and stuff, and you're smelling and sticky and nasty and blah, blah, blah. No. Put your shower to shower on, honey, and make it happen. Keep it together. And another thing, for those of you who have hygiene and you have a situation with your hygiene, I'm going to invite you to Safeguard. Now, we get the Dove and all that little nice little pretty stuff on the, our bodies because it helps us with the nice soft feeling and we're feeling good with all that. It smells good. But let me tell you, you take that Safeguard. It's a creamy tan bar. You take that Safeguard and you wash your private parts. Wash up under those boobs. It has a certain deodorant scent that will keep and hold you through this humidity. So this is Humidity 101 Smell Good class. Okay, thank you very much. This is Sister to Sister Time, and this is Mama the Doc. I'm missing my sister, Momo B. I don't know what she's doing. Is she hung up the phone? Or whatever she's doing. She's in the forgiving experience of me. And I'm on the line with Rich Sister, my girl, my April Coon, love her to pieces. Okay, so that's what I have to say about humidity. Get you some shower to shower and some Safeguard soap, and you wash that stuff. Lift them boobs up and get all in the private seat parts, okay?
But here's
Smell
the
good
weather.
As you're walking. Okay,
here's
go ahead.
The weather. It says 70 degrees right now in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's beautiful. So you guys have 70, and it's all that beautiful. Are you near the water?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
You're not? Okay.
No, nowhere near the water. But it's just that's the way it is in L.A. For the most part, it'll get definitely cooler at night unless you just have that once-in-a-while blue moonness where it'll stay really hot during the night, but that's like a once in a while occurrence.
That is so awesome. You know what? When I was in LA, I was speaking, and a lot of times, and it wasn't until the recent years that I changed my format, where I would go speak. I would go to all these wonderful places, but I would speak and wouldn't go out of a darn hotel. I would speak, stay in the seminar, do whatever I do, go work, and then leave right away, and never got a chance. I got a chance to explore the place that I had visited. Now I've changed that. I've opted to do something different, and I always try to stay at least a couple days extra so that I can enjoy where I am, for goodness sake. So when I was in LA, I didn't even go outside at night because I was too busy and tired from the day, and I never enjoyed L.A. So I'll have to go back there. I am going to go back there, as a matter of fact. I'm due to go back there at the end of the year, but I'm telling you, that was something. That's good. That's 70 degrees at night. Oh, that's wonderful. Do you guys get a lot of rain?
Not as much as we should. We'll get some rain sometime, mainly during the winter, spring months for the most part. But we don't hardly get, you know, the rain, you know, like we should.
Well,
although,
okay.
On one hand, that's, you know, I'm a person that I like sunny weather. But of course, I know we need the rain. So, but I know we just don't simply we simply don't get as much as we should.
Wow!
Once again, once those one of them once in a while occurrences where you may once in a while have a pour down of rain, it happens once in a while. But as a whole, we don't really get the rain really that we should.
Wow, I'm surprised. Well, Patricia, I'm so glad we had this time together. I'm surprised I haven't heard from Rob Smooth. For me and you for me forever. Good night. Good night, Tomboy.
Right.
Remember that. Good night, Tomboy. Good night, Lulu. Whatever the hell is it? I mean, you know, just all those things are so wonderful. Wait a minute. Hold on. This is the whining, and I have to say this. I remember when life was so simple. You did all you couldn't. You would all you would. But it ain't like that anymore. Oh, remember that? I remember when life was so simple. Woo! You did all you did it. You would or you wouldn't. But it ain't like that anymore. Good. Somewhere we lost control. Somewhere we lost the control. Woo! I'm telling you, that man,
I love you. I love you. Stick the radio, though.
What the hell are you talking about? You trying to say I didn't sing right? There you go. Take me from church to the pigeons. Are you kidding me?
I'm just,
you know.
I'm guiding you into the light.
But listen.
Your light is in radio.
Hell became legal when Tyler Perry said so. Tyler Perry started using the hell word. Everybody said it was okay because Tyler Perry said, "I don't know what the hell," and it became the church people accepted it. So you, what you talking about? I can say hell all day long in any kind of way, and I'm legal.
No, I ain't talking about that. Yo, singing.
You misunderstand it.
That's what I'm talking about. Stick the radio.
No, you didn't try to bust me on my singing. Hold up. Wait a minute. You remember that song?
Stick the radio.
No. Listen to me. Are you kidding me? Are you capping on me? See, that's what it is. You give those sneak punches on the. You be giving people right hooks and left hooks and then the back and stuff. That's what you do. Okay? And you do it with your nice little churchy little tone. You got this little, you know, nobody says anything to you, Richard, because we think
I'm trying to help you out. Look, I'm trying to help you out, though. Now, when you got Mr. Elias mad at you, you know he's in your corner now.
Hold on. Let me share the text message. Hold on, let me see. They always bust me out on my text messages. I'm gonna tell everybody about their text messages. Hold on 2 seconds here, please. Now listen, everyone. This is a text message from me. Huh? Oh, that's so sweet. I just love J. King. He is a sweetie pie. Let me tell you what Mr. Elias says. Okay. I gave him my quote-unquote valid situation / excuse. Let's be real, okay? He said, just keep us informed. That's all I'm asking. Oh, little sweetie. If you are teaching, that's fine. Just let us. But I know he meant just let us know. So I'm loving Mr. Elias. I love you.
What are we saying?
I love you.
Let him know.
I love you more today because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I'm thanking you. I'm giving you your props with that I do. That's why I love you, Mr. Elias. Okay, that was Mr. Elias. That's what he said to me. So he's not mad. He just wants to collaborate. He wants communication. I feel you, my brother.
That's all he's saying. Communicate.
I want communication, too. But realize, tonight, I wanted to give you communication. I forgot, man. I was trying to call in. I promise you, I was trying. I was coming with all my realness, and I forgot. I mean, time just slipped away. I really did not intend for that to happen, honestly. That was not a cool thing, okay? So I do apologize. I apologize to all the listeners. I apologize to you, Rich Sister, because it is important to me. It very much is important to me. So
That's all I want to hear.
I do apologize.
You know I love you.
I love you, too. I do apologize. And you know what? I no matter what, it's not acceptable. So I do apologize. Enough of all that. Let's just make it happen. I've got to, shift the karma there. Because even though they're really valid situations, there is a reason that those situations become present. And that's a lesson for everyone. I mean, I don't give a darn what you're talking about. If something keeps happening that you want changed, that should be changed in your circle, then you have to be true to yourself, say, this is really what's happening to me, and this is what I must do to change the situation. So I remain silent and humbled to the fact that that you guys are patient with me and understanding as I go through my life transitions as well. It's no excuse. Do what you got to do, make it happen, and I get it. So I'm humbled. I'm very grateful. And honestly, I thank God that you guys are patient with me because I'm a work in progress. So that's where I stand, Rich Sister. I don't want to neglect the fans. I don't want to neglect the listeners. And I know what the expectancy is, and I wish to bring it, and I will bring it, and I just, thank you for your patience. Understand, please, I'm a work in progress. And regardless of which, I am understanding that even though they're valid situations,
and they are valid situations. As we all are works in progress.
Yeah.
Please know God knows about me.
Yes, Lord. Lord have mercy. I'm learning more and more about you, Rich Sister. Ooh, Rich Sister, go get with you. Rich Sister, go get with you. You could think one, Rich Sister got you. I'm telling you. Save and all. You got a son of a gun. I know that. I'm telling you. I'm like, oh, man, Rich Sister here? Oh, God, only God knows what's getting ready to be said. She's going to say what she has to say. But I love you for it, though. I love you, and I appreciate your presence. We all do, I know. We all do. Absolutely. Well, Rissist, I think it's time to put a bow on it. What about you?
I think so.
Yeah, what time is it there?
It is 8:13 here.
You hear that nice music? Da-da-da-da-da-da. A nice little jazz in Detroit. Oh, God. Listen, guys. I got to tell you guys about, I wish you were here, Rich Sister. This would be so fun. Just coming up week, we're going to be experiencing the Paradise Valley. I'll be interviewing some wonderful, wonderful guests, including Lena Horne's niece, Kimmy Horne, and Christopher Williams, and Yvette Meadows, Dion Yap. We're going to do it big this coming up weekend at Hart Plaza. over 30 live performances all weekend from July 19th to the 21st on the beautiful riverfront of Hart Plaza. I'm telling you, you know, 2010, I marched, but I'm not I, pardon me. The True Purpose team marched in downtown Detroit. Buildings were dilapidated. People were laughing at the whole idea. As we chanted, transformation, it is so, transformation, it is so, marching from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. at night for the vision of transformation in Detroit. And I'm going to tell you, some great things have happened since then. I don't care what you hear in the tabloids with all the political gyra, whatever. Let me tell you something. Detroit is so darn beautiful downtown. Oh, my gosh, the beautiful scenic routes and the businesses that are coming down, the big businesses and corporations and that are coming down. It's just absolutely awesome when you drive through the different areas of the Paradise Valley, Harmony Park, / Harmony Park, if you would. Beautiful. But we're going to, Johnny Washington, Keith Washington's cousin, in fact, he's going to be putting on this event. And I'm going to be the talk show host and interviewing people behind the stage and walking around Hart Plaza and making it happen. It's going to be fun and awesome. So I invite everybody who's listening. I know there's some Detroiters out here. Vendors, get your space. 800-794-7503. I want you to get on there. You can also go to www.d as in dog, p as in Paul, v as in Victor, m as in Mary, festival.com. Get your vendor slot because you're going to have some people. Let me tell you, the reason it's on our plaza is because last year there were 35,000 people plus. And this year they had to move it to Hart Plaza, where it's going to be absolutely so gorgeous. This past weekend we had the boat races. Oh, man. Let me tell you something. You talk about a city that is transforming. Transformation, it is so. If you desire change, you must first celebrate in advance. And, baby, we've been doing it, and it's happening in Detroit. I don't give a darn. You better come to Detroit. You're going to have a blast. I want you guys to come to Detroit. It's going to be absolutely awesome. You'll have a blast. It's so fun. Wonderful things are happening. So, listen, always keep your vision and your purpose true and upfront in your life. Because only you believe it. You believe that. When you're in the journey, you're alone in that journey, but it's all good. I want you guys to stay tuned because what we're going to be doing is we're going to have the journey time, if you would, journey calls. We're going to be talking about that, and there's some great things that are going on. August 7th, I'll be starting a new credit enhancement. I'm wrapping up the credit enhancement and repair and business development class. And we're going to be doing it again August 7th. I want you to get at me. 1-877-888-7979. I want you to check out Transform in Detroit. And I want you to keep it real. Now listen, and also visit our site, bountifulgroup.com, is in construction, under construction. So I want you to check it out, but I want you to visit me on Facebook, and you'll keep posted right now. August 1st, we're doing the release. You'll be able to see Transforming Detroit TV show. We're actually going international. We're working on our contracts now, and we'll be international. Yes, thank you. Absolutely. We're going it to another level because it's important. We've had rave reviews on the show, and you'll see it on YouTube August 1st officially. Absolutely. And people will see that and be able to watch the show. Let me tell you something, Rich Sister. I watched one of the shows, and I don't usually watch my shows. I watched one of the shows. I said, girl. I know you went natural, but seriously, okay? Can I do the natural just a little bit better? That was when it first started. God help the world. But I'm just keeping it real, y'all. Y'all going to look at it. I went from, quote-unquote, the black olive oil / Whoopi Goldberg to I don't know what that was. I don't know. I know. Jay and those guys are going to say something. Girl, I got one show. I got my tights on with my legs crossed and the thighs are out. And, oh, Lord, have mercy. Don't talk about me like you talked about the lady. What was the young girl's name that won the Olympics and he talked about her hair?
You talking about Gabrielle Douglas?
Girl. I already know it's coming. I'm just going to be still. Be still and let it know. It is what it is. But it's all good. It's a wonderful thing. But I do want people to patron the Paradise Valley, Detroit Paradise Valley Music Festival. Ronnie Laws. Oh, man. Tom Brownie, Christopher Williams, Kimmy Horn, Phase 5, Yvette Metals, Dion Yates, and don't forget Dwayne Parham. Oh, it's going to be absolutely awesome. We're going to have a great time. I wish you could be here, Rich Sister.
Yeah, you have a great time for me. And
I
just
will.
Congrats on just everything that's just going on in your life. It's just congrats to it all.
Thank you so much. You know what? I'm saying congrats to the journey, man. The journey is no joke, and it's painful. But I tell everybody, and I'll leave everybody with this. If you think that you want to go to the next level, let me tell you, if you're fighting the inevitable pain that you must go through to get there, you won't get there. You really won't.
Got that right.
You'll be like the person standing in the corridor of a building in a revolving door. And that's a pretty sad sight, to be in a revolving door.
Many,
it's like, can you imagine somebody?
People are living like that.
Absolutely.
They are truly there in the hamster on the hamster wheel. It's,
absolutely.
You know, they
can you imagine that?
But they're moving, but physically moving, but not really getting ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's sad. It's just so I always invite people to the understanding that the journey, it's a painful experience. The thing that you think is the negative is actually your angel. It's your experience that you are to experience, the challenge that you are to go through so that you can come to that experience of transformation. But we have to be willing to go through the pain. And it hurts, I know. But take it, you know, a little chin on it. You know what I'm saying? You have to do it. You have to do it. So that's it. I'm out of here. I love you, Rich Sister.
I love you, too.
What's your final word? Give a final word. I think we have, because I think this thing's going to cut off at 11:30. We've got a couple of minutes. What is your final word?
Well, I just thank you for just a great show tonight, great sister-to-sister moment.
Yeah.
Definitely, if you want to check out my show, Thoughts for Vision, you can check that out at www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Once again, prayers going out to Cassandra Calloway. Much love to her. She, like I said, she was in the hospital a little over a week, but she came home yesterday. She is resting comfortably. So continue prayers going out to her on tonight.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And our prayers do go out to Kelly Wood. That's my girl. She's so sweet. And she's full of character, and she's doing a darn thing. So our prayers do go out to you. I vision and send to you healing and peace, healing, peace, and love. Mwah. Mwah. Love you. And I love you too, Rich Sister. I love you too, Momo B, my sister. I love me some Momo B. I really do. And also, Miss Terry. She comes with such poise. I love her to pieces. And, of course, my boys. And that's Mr. J. Rao, Mr. L.E.S., and Mr. J. King. And I refuse to say light skin. Oh, I said it. Oh, I cannot stand when they say that. Oh, light skin, dark skin. Can we please move beyond the color? It's so repulsive. Look. Anyway, I'm you, Rich Sister.
Love you.
Gotta go.
Take care. You have a good night.
I certainly will. I'm going to take my little chocolate self home and do what I got to do. Love you, hon. And we'll see you next week, okay?
Okay.
Or hopefully Friday. Hopefully Friday for the ladies' first show.
Yeah, I don't have nothing to do at night, so I should be there Friday.
Oh, wait. How about tomorrow night for the True Purpose Development Show? Click on TruePurposeRadio.com and TruePurposeRadio.com. August 1st, I'm working it out with the TJRS Radio Network. We're going to be back on live with the TJRS Radio Network because we've got some great, fabulous guests lined up, some topics lined up that I know is going to transform your life, and I'm looking forward to it. But we will be on the J. King Network as well as TruePurposeRadio.com. And don't forget on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I've got to work out when we're going to start that Thursdays at 1 p.m. I'm looking forward to it on the J. King Network as well. I love you guys. Mwah. Good night. Good night. Sleep tight.
Good night.
Don't let the bed bugs bite. Hold on. Farewell. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Still stick to radio. Good night.
Are you kidding me? Good night.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.